I used to struggle with severe anxiety for a majority of my life. I'm 25 now, and I'm in the recovery process away from that through a variety of different means. And one of the things I've been able to figure out is that there is a very big difference. And I'm going to sort of describe it as black and white for right now, but there is a big difference between fear and anxiety. And I'm sort of just defining it in my own terms here. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying this is how I'm sort of defining it is fear are fear is the stress involved with something that is provably something to be afraid of, right? So it's like if there is evidence to suggest that something needs to be avoided or something needs to be feared, then that's like that can be considered fear. But anxiety is just that is sort of like the stress involved with something that we don't necessarily know if it's true or not, right? At least for me, that's kind of how I define it. So like fear is on one end of the spectrum and then anxiety is on the other end, right? And what's really challenging is being able to figure out where we are on that spectrum and sort of deciding, hey, is this thing I'm feeling, is it fear or is it anxiety, right? Is it something that is instantiated in fact, like I should be afraid of this thing, like it's a cheetah or a cougar or a wolf or a hyena staring at me and it's barking and it's mad, or is it like it's not really, it's something I'm afraid of, but it's like not based in evidence. It's like when I'm mowing the lawn, am I afraid that the blade is going to like snap back and blow the lawnmower up and kill me? Like that would be something that would be not really based in fact or any evidence, right? So like these sort of thoughts that we have, we're able to go, hey, okay, this one's anxiety, this one's fear, right? Well, what's interesting is trying to figure out whether or not we can beat these without actually facing them is kind of an interesting sort of question. And what's interesting for me is what I'm specifically going to be focusing, I think this in this case on fear, because anxiety is going to come later. I have other thoughts on anxiety, but just for the sake of time, fear for me, the things where the situations where we have something that genuinely scares us that we have fear of that's provable, like a hyena or a cougar or something like that, where we are scared or nervous or anxious about something or afraid of something, but the thing we're afraid of is legitimate and it's provable, and other people would likely be afraid of that thing, in a reasonable manner, right? Is there a way that we can beat those fears without having to actually meet them face to face? And over the course of my life, I've kind of come to the conclusion that like I really don't know that it is possible to do it without going up against it. Something that I sort of attempted to do, you know, through like exposure therapy. So like as an example, if you're like deathly, I'm actually really afraid of things that have more than 8 legs. So like I kind of can do spiders, bro, but if it's got more than 8 legs, I don't do it. Ants are fine. You know, wasps, they're annoying, but you can spray them with Windex and they die. It's a spoiler alert. It's kind of a cool thing, but when it has 8 legs, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna stomp on it. But if it has like 10 or 12 or like more and it like wiggly worms, I'm like, no, I don't. Worms and stuff or whatever, but if it's not a caterpillar and it's got lots of legs, I don't do it, right? And so you can make a great case that this isn't really something to be like afraid of, but those kind, you could say it's irrational. But when it comes to sort of like the idea of like being afraid of something, what we would tend to normally do is we'd say, well, we would have exposure therapy to it, and whether that be overcoming, whether that be approaching it, you know, let's say we're really afraid of job interviews, like we're just really, really afraid of them, and we have a good reason maybe to be afraid of them because they're hard and the job market is scary and we have a lot of things going on in the economy that make it very stressful, and so we have good reason to fear it lets in some sense, like some aspects of that interview, right? Let's say that that's the case, right? Well, the fear involved with that, like, is there a way that we can overcome that without actually just doing it? And you know, what I used to do is try to sort of mentally put myself in that situation. So I would just imagine myself, if we're using the job interview example, I would just imagine myself in job interviews for hours, and I would just imagine myself sitting there, talking to people, what I would say, what would happen, all these different things. And what I figured out over the course of time is that no amount of me fearing, like feeling out that fear And like imagining myself doing it ever fully replaces just doing it. And I think there's something about the way that when we actually do it, we give ourselves like objective evidence as opposed to sort of just doing it in our head and like feeling it out and going, well, it could go this way, it could go this way. When we have objective evidence and objective things that happen to us that are outside our head, especially things that are outside our control, but then we're okay, we kind of go, oh, it wasn't that bad, right? So as an example, something that I did a couple months ago is I went into a couple of prospective clients' offices. And I was really nervous about it. And I, you know, I sat there going, what's it going to be like? How's this going to go? How's this going to go? And I sat there trying to imagine what it was going to be like. But there was no way truly for the fear to actually go away until I did it. Once I did it, I then was like, I could do that again because it wasn't that bad. And I had no control over how the person was going to respond to me going in, but it wasn't as bad as I had imagined it could be. And so then I did it again. And then I did it one more time. I was on a vacation, so I couldn't do it for, it was mostly just an experiment for myself, but I like faced the fear and was like, this isn't that bad, or at least as bad as I thought it was going to be. And people weren't rude. People weren't mean. People were respectful. And, it's like I could sit there and play out all of the possible things that could happen in my head to sort of feel the fear until it goes away. But at the end of the day, I think the only way to overcome that fear is to actually do it instead of to just sit there and sort of cognitively imagine that we're there until it goes away. I don't think that actually really happens. And so so it's really challenging. And like I said, all of this is separate from anxiety. Because anxiety is something that is like not necessarily rational, but like it's like a complete, I would say it's a hard line, you know, because with anxiety, like I said, you have one end of the spectrum, fear on the other, but there's a massive, massive overlap where sometimes I'll say something, even in this episode, I'll say something and go, wait a second, like, is that fear or is that just an anxiety? That's not really something to be afraid of, or is it, you know? And it's really challenging because there are times, I think, where we will be afraid of something and we won't like necessarily know if we're like, do we really have to go face that fear? Or like, is it an anxiety and facing it doesn't fix it? Or is it fear and facing it does potentially fix it, you know? And it's sort of a hard line to sort of know where to go with it. But I would say that no amount of just sitting there and thinking about whether or not it'll get better or whether or not it's going to go this way or that way is ever really going to truly change the fear. It's always going to be there. And it's like sometimes, you know, like, you know, you can do as an example, and I'll wrap this up, you know, Indiana Jones was terrified of snakes. And if you put Indiana Jones in a room with a therapist and they said, so why are you afraid of snakes? And he just like gave all the reasons he was afraid. And he, you know, did all of this therapy to get all the way down to the root issue of why he's afraid of snakes. It still probably wouldn't be enough for him to be not afraid of snakes. You'd still have to put a snake on him, in his hand, with all of that therapy involved, for him to be able to start to process out that maybe snakes aren't as bad as he thought they were.